Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 7th of July. Starting off with actual experience, where we've got a rerun, or at least a repeat of the previous call on the shares, looking very bullish indeed, with the latest gap through 60 pence, echoes the gap that we had last month through 40 pence. Situation now probably looking for an end of day or end of week close back above the 200-day moving average at 67 pence. A reasonable outcome this week or next week in terms of the 200-day line could take the shares up to the previously suggested rather ambitious target as high as £1.40, which is the top of a rising December trend channel. This stage only back below the 20-day moving average at 53 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Just wanted to have a look at Aura Energy, which where I'm sure lots of people have cashed in their chips after the recent vertical spike for the shares. Just a couple of technical points here. Two scenarios, I suppose, going forward. One, the shares will find support at the old November peak at 0.39 pence, and that'll become stop the latest retracement that we've got. The other deeper retracement could be back down to the 200-day moving average at 0.27 pence as the next potential buying opportunity. But at this stage, looks as though the 0.4 pence area will hold, as we've seen a reasonable reaction so far today. And if that is the case, then we're looking for the most optimistic scenario here, on the technical basis at least, of a move to the top of the broadening February triangle at 1.1 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. But that particular target really only valid while we hold above the 0.4 pence area. Nearly mentioned Katoro Gold yesterday, but wanted to see whether the shares would break through the line of resistance from the end of April. That's at 2.2 pence. While we're above that, looking for a best case scenario target as high as 5 pence, which is a February resistance line projection. Stop loss at the moment probably back below the 50-day line at 2.03 pence. Good that at the moment we've got the near-term moving averages rising, and even the 200-day line at 1.56 pence is also on the up, so that should provide decent backing for a break to the upside. Mobile Streams has been a difficult situation over the recent past, although I know the stock has its fans, but at least in terms of the price action so far this week, where we've seen a good performance, breaking that May resistance line at 0.25 pence. Above that, looking for a best case scenario target at 0.6 pence, but if you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end of day or a weekly close back above 0.35 pence, which is basically 1 month resistance, the mid June and early July resistance for the shares, just so that we have confirmation that this is a momentum situation that will not drag its heels as it did at the end of last month. No such quibbles as far as Ormond Mining is concerned. Here we've got the stock ready or primed to break out of its post-February triangle. End of day or end of week close above 0.85 should be enough to allow us to project the shares up to the top of a rising January trend channel at 1.4 pence. This stage, the stop loss on the buy argument really back below the floor of the triangle around the 0.7 pence area at the moment. So reasonable risk reward in terms of Ormond Mining at the moment. Just wanted to look at Open Orphan today after its latest contract news. Yet more deal flow from the pharma services company. The reason for the inclusion today really is that the shares have hit the uptrend line from March at 11.2 pence and so far reacted well. If you're looking for confirmation of the next leg up, perhaps you'd wait for an end of day close above the rising 50-day moving average at 12.25 pence. But at least over the last couple of days, we've seen support coming in where it should after the pullback that we've had from 16 pence plus at the end of May. The big picture target over the next 2 to 3 months after any break back above the 50-day line would be up to the March resistance line projection as high as 22 or 23 pence currently. Next up is a stock which has been very decent performer in the near term. We've got Proton Motor Power. Just basically the action's happened since Friday with a break of that June resistance line and the 20-day moving average at 63 pence. While we're above that combination, looking for further progress, perhaps as high as the January price channel top at £1.35 over the next month or so. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the intraday June resistance at 83 pence. But it does look as though these shares are on the way with all the near-term moving averages rising currently. Nice to see that Power Metals is making decent progress, at least technically at the moment. We've got the breakout through June resistance, which was at the 0.65 pence level. A nice strong green candle today, opening at the low and so far at the high of the day. That would suggest that the previous call for the shares to hit 1.4 pence is not quite as ambitious as it sounded before. And we are pretty keen on that target technically, while the shares remain above former one-year resistance at 0.6 pence on an end-of-day or end-of-week close basis. This stage only really back below 0.5 pence, which was the old February peak, really delaying the upside scenario in any meaningful way. Last stock of the day is Sosandar, which is a stock company which has obviously had its moments with the retail situation and also with the COVID situation, but nice recovery after the overshoot to the downside in March. That leaves us looking for how far the stock could recover. At this stage, the break of or a break of that resistance line from February at 12 pence on an end of day close basis should be enough to take the shares up to the top of the January trend channel as high as 27 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. Stop loss on the recovery argument, currently an end of day close or a weekly close if you can afford it, back below the 50-day moving average and the March uptrend line at 10 pence. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.